this morning, turn over to Revelation 12:10. You know, I don't teach out of Revelation a lot, but I just want to address this scripture. And we're going to talk about restoration today. Amen. God wants to restore to you. God wants to restore in the areas of your life. He wants to restore spiritually. He wants to restore relationally. He wants to restore physically with healing. He wants to restore financially. Amen. So God is a God of restoration. That's who he is. He is a God of restoration. By his grace, we receive everything by his grace already provided to us. Amen. And then we access that how? By faith. Revelation 12:10. Look at this scripture, interesting scripture that God gives us some insight on the work of the enemy. Then I have heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God, what? Day and night has been cast down. Wow. Why? Because God has come. The power of salvation in Christ is with us today. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody, give them a high five, and say, God set me free. How about you? Wow. You know, when we go through adversity, notice I said through. You know, David said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. When you go through adversity, you know, we're not, you know, not just subject to not having trials and testing at times. We go through things in this life, amen? But many times we forget that what the enemy has tried to take from us or has taken from us, God's promise to restore. Amen. When we understand his word and what God has done for us, it's the most powerful thing we can do is rest in his grace and what the word says about restoration. That God is going to restore to us. Amen. He is a restorer of life. The enemy brings shame and condemnation. And that weight sometimes stops people from moving forward, but God's restorations means we do not have to be ashamed anymore. That we've been set free from shame. Grace has set us free from condemnation and shame. And the primary thing the devil tries to do with the church is to accuse everyone. He wants to continually to bring up your faults and failures and continually to remind you how bad you are, how you missed it here or how you missed it there. Well, when he does that, continually remind him how good God is and that you are forgiven in Christ. He has removed your sins as far as the east is from the west. He is that good of God. But, you know, when we understand God's full restoration and what he has given us and what he has provided for us, you know, it should bring joy to our hearts. God will reestablish you in the things that the enemy has tried to destroy and steal. God wants to reestablish you there. Now, listen to me this morning. Look at Jeremiah 30:17. Excellent scripture. Look at this. Jeremiah 30:17. We're going to look out of the Old Testament this morning with some new revelation of the new in it. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. He said, I will restore to you what? I will restore what? Go back. I will restore what? Health. Healing to you. I will restore health to you and healing. You know, no matter where you are in life, you may be attacked physically this morning, but in Christ, he has provided healing for us by the atonement. The Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed in Isaiah. And then Peter says, by his stripes, we were healed, looking back at the cross. So healing has been provided for us in the atonement. So if we have an attack on our body, or we start to feel an attack coming on our body, what do? We stand in the healing and proclaim out of our mouth what God has already done for us and provided for us, and we receive it all by faith. Grace provided it, we receive it by faith. And you need to start seeing yourself as not sick, but whole. You need to start seeing yourself as one with long life, amen, and that God is renewing your youth like the eagles. I refuse to see myself old. Now, I have a birthday next month, and some people would say I'm over the hill, and I'm done, and I'm old, and that's it. But I refuse to see myself as sick, old, pathetic, and puny. I believe God is going to give me strength all the days of my life to do what God wants me to do and what he wants you to do. So stop seeing yourself when you turn 40 as old and done. I know people that they begin to see themselves, you know, once they hit a certain age, is, well, I'm done. I'm going to retire now. I'm going to give up now. You know what? You may change lifestyles a little bit, but you don't have to retire according to the world system. No, you refire. Amen. You're like, praise God. My kids are all gone. My dog's dead. Wow, how much more time do I have for the Lord now? Instead of saying, well, let's just go and do that and do that. Yes, God wants you to enjoy life. God doesn't matter you going to places. But, you know, every place I go, I want to be an influence for Jesus Christ. Amen. So, you know, I can never picture myself in some rocking chair sitting on the front porch somewhere. Maybe for a few minutes, but I got to get out of that rocking chair. Because God's got a mandate in all of our lives to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So God says, start seeing yourself as I see you. How's God see you? As Jesus is, so are we. Start seeing yourself, not as the world sees you or what the doctor has proclaimed over you. They're practicing medicine anyway. That's why it's called a practice. Did you ever understand that? Amen. And they'll tell you all kinds of things that's going on with you if you'll let them. And then you just start reversing that and say, no, hold on a second. The Bible says something here. The Bible says, amen, by his stripes I am healed. Acts 10:38, put that up. Acts 10:38. This is what the Bible says. This is what I am. This is who I am. This is who Christ has done for me. You know what? What does it say? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing a few, because he couldn't heal them all. Cancer was too hard. He couldn't heal the leper, it was too hard. No, he healed all, everyone that were oppressed of the enemy. Healing is a part of the covenant. I am a part of the covenant. I know that God's healing is mine. Done, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Amen. God says that to you today. God says that. You get on it and stay on it until you see the manifestation of what God has promised. And start proving. The Bible says we prove the will of God. Romans 12:2 says we prove God's will. When God says, by his stripes we are healed, and you couldn't do something before, start trying to do what you couldn't do. If Arthur has attacked your shoulder, start moving your shoulder, hello, and doing what you feel like you couldn't do before, acting on your faith. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying, man. Praise God, we respond to faith. We respond to it. Amen. We put a natural to the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Woo! How many want to walk in divine? It's God's will. Let me tell you. It's God's will to heal every time. Period. It's God's will for you to walk in divine health. The body says that, the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have Christ's Spirit living in you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in your mortal body. Amen. And you start receiving what God has promised you. Was it Moses who was it him at 80 years old says, I was not dim? It's Caleb. 120, his eye was not dim. And it was it Caleb says, give me this mountain, and he was 80 years old. He said, I'm stronger today than I've ever been. Woo! Stronger than when I was 40? Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Why do you want to just give in to all this stuff? Just give in to that feeling and give in to that depression. Why not battle it and fight it? That's where we win at. It's winning it in the mind. Amen. And if we win it in the mind, we're going to win it in life, and it's going to manifest in our life. And we say, you know what? I refuse to receive that report. I receive the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am delivered. His report says, I'm living strong today, stronger today than I've ever been in my life. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. And you start getting that down in your spirit, and you start manifesting in your body. But you got to get it down in here and get it in your knower. Everybody's got a knower. You know that, right? Turn to somebody and say, you know you have a knower? Amen. Amen. It's so true. Amen. We got to believe it, that God wants to restore for us. Amen. And we can't settle where we are. We can't just settle for what we think and how we feel. We've got to change our thinking to what God thinks. Amen. And walk it in faith. And we walk it in faith when we walk it out, and we walk out. Now, some people like being sick. Some people do. They enjoy it. They like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like when pain attacks my body. I refuse it. Get out of that in the name of Jesus. I like having peace in my bones and peace in my body and peace in my mind and peace in my spirit. Wow, look at Joel 2:21-26. Some great restoration scripture out of the Old Testament here. I love this. This is so awesome. Praise God. This is a word for you today. It says, do not fear. Joel 2:21-26. Do not fear. Have you up there yet, brother? He says, fear not. Fear is just a proponent of the enemy that he tries to use against you. As soon as some of you get pain, first thing you think is what? Cancer. Fear coming your way, you know, you don't think, oh, that's just gas. No, you think the worst. Hello? The enemy just plays with your mind, and you allow him to play with it instead of saying, get out of here. Listen, man, I ain't paying you rent to stay right here. I've got something better in my mind. That's the word of God. Amen. I take authority over that right now, and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I am healed. He said, I'm reading maybe out a little different translation, but it says, do not fear, but be glad and rejoice. What does it say? Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done what? He's done marvelous things. Marvelous things. Look at this. He has given you the former rain moderately, and now he will give you the former and latter rain. That rain is the Spirit. It's the anointing. Amen. He said the floors will be full of what? Wheat, grain, bread. Bread. Wheat's made out of what? Bread. We make bread out of wheat. There you go. Amen. Praise God. But God says this to you. This is a promise. And wine. Wine always symbolizes joy. And oil symbolizes the anointing and healing. So we have bread and wine. We have the communion here, which produces healing. Praise God. When you are in communion with God and you take the bread and the wine, there is an anointing in that covenant meal. And when we take it and partake of it, you proclaim your healing. Every time, if you get sick, you start taking that. You feel something coming on, get the communion out. Get the bread, get the wine. And man, have yourself a meal with the Lord, because it puts your focus back on what he's provided at the cross and the covenant. Man, I am just preaching way too good this morning. Hallelujah. You will have scarcity. A little bit. A little dab will do you. You will have what? Overflowing. Thresholds shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine. Look at the next verse. Amen. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the... I don't like bugs anyway. Yeah. Anybody else with me? I don't like bugs. I don't like spiders, and I don't like... My wife gets so funny when I kill a spider because she thinks I'm afraid. I'm not. I'm just cautious. I rebuke that spirit of fear. Take authority over that spider. She always starts laughing at me. She says, honey, you are so funny when you get ready to kill one of them things. Cautious, full of wisdom. Amen. I know if I touch any deadly thing, it shall not harm me. Amen. I still don't like them. Man, anybody with me? The consuming locust and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. Man, you shall eat in what? And be what? And praise the name of your Lord, your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never, ever be put to shame. We can rejoice and be glad even when it seems that nothing is going right in our lives, because we know God is always with us and always there. Amen. And he says, I'm going to send the rain, the anointing of the Holy Spirit with a strong anointing upon you. He says, I'm going to restore what that cankerworm has eaten, what that locust has eaten. I'm going to restore that to you. Guys, get ready for some restoration in your life. Those things that the enemy has tried to rip off to you, I declare to you, they're coming back, praise God, and they're coming back really good. When God gives it back to you, look out, it's coming back really good. Amen. What a blessing it is. Look at Psalm 51:12. We used to use this scripture a lot, and this is the old covenant of David repenting. And he said, restore to me the joy of your salvation. You know, when we got born again, you remember that, how joyful you were? Amen. You know, joy is powerful. It is a powerful thing. Joy is like dynamite. As Christians, you know, we don't lose our joy, but we lose our focus. The joy is always there. When you got saved, it was a gift of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit came into your spirit and deposited joy. The kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. But what happens when life begins to bombard your mind and get you off focus, it seems like the joy has departed. And the enemy, really, that's his whole desire, is to get you off focus so you won't know and understand the fullness of the joy that you have. Paul said it like this: it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. The half has not yet been told. He's talking about right now, because he said the half has not yet been told. Right now, we have the joy. Nehemiah said it like this: the joy of the Lord is your strength. But through everyday life and challenges, the enemy bombards our mind with things, and we have to face different circumstances, and it seems like we forget about the joy of the Lord. That's why you need to pray in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. Because when you pray in the Spirit and pray in the Holy Spirit, man, it's a refreshing. That's what he says that tongues are. They're a refreshing of the Lord. Amen. And they're a reminder of what we have in Christ and who we are. And you just let him love on you. Praise God. And just take time in your life to stop in your day and let God love on you. Someone posted the other day on Facebook that I'm sitting somewhere and just realizing how much I love God. And I posted back and said, what you really need to do is sit there and realize how much God loves you. Wow. Amen. We get off focus. We get distracted from the Word, from getting in the Word, from letting the Word get in us, from allowing that Word to come up in our life. Amen? And when we refocus, things in our life will start to line up with what we know we already possess and have in Him. Man, focus is a powerful thing. If you're an archer, like my buddy Wayne back there, you know, or myself, you've got to focus. You've got to focus on that target. They'll teach you when you're doing archery, focus nothing else but on that target. And that's what you do in Christ. You focus on that Word. You focus in on Him. Amen? Listen, I want you to turn to the book of Habakkuk for a second. Sounds like somebody got delivered from that, doesn't it? It's an Old Testament book, a little prophet. I got delivered from Habakkuk. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's really a great book. It's a book of judgment, actually. It's a book of judgment. God was bringing judgment upon the people for their sin back there. Aren't you glad that God is a good God? That He didn't bring judgment because He brought it on Christ already? Somebody say amen. You're not under judgment today, nor are you under a condemnation unless you let yourself be. And you can let self-condemnation rob you of the joy of the Lord. Because you feel like I'm such a failure because you're looking at yourself and not looking at Jesus. If you focus on Jesus, He's never failed. And when God sees you, He don't see your stinky self. He sees Jesus in you. Praise God for that. So, you know, when you blow it or mess up, you know what? You just get back on there and say, thank you for your grace. And thank you, I'm in covenant. And thank you, God, I've been a fool. But you love fools. And you love me. And so, Lord, I rejoice today because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So Habakkuk is called to pronounce this judgment. And God gives him what's going on. And I want you to look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, because he gets off focus for a little bit, looking at all this stuff going on and the Babylonian Empire that's growing and everything that is happening. Oh, by the way, Habakkuk means to cling. C-L-I-N-G. Habakkuk in the Hebrew means to cling. Cling to the Lord. Cling to the Lord. Cling to your hope. Cling, start seeing yourself as healed. Cling to the promise of God. Amen. Cling to the joy of the Lord. Cling to the peace of God. You ever get a piece of lint on your clothes? It wants to cling to you. You can't hardly get it off. You ever have something you just couldn't hardly get it off? Just still, you'll roll over on there and that thing's still there. What is up with this? It's clinging, right? I will stand my watch. This is what he said. I will stand my watch. He had a determination. I will stand my watch. Wow. And set myself on the rampart. And watch to see what He will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tables that he may run who reads it. For the vision is not for the appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. What he was saying is, this is where I'm standing at. I'm seeing all this adversity going on. I'm getting ready to pronounce judgment, but I have a vision, and I see that the just shall live by faith. If you want to live, get over in faith and get out of yourself and begin and get in the Word and let that Word rise up in you and let that Word be greater than your circumstance. Praise God. Wow. Then look what he said at the end of this short book, Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. This guy who was clinging to his faith in the midst of all this turmoil. You think we have turmoil in the United States right now? How many believe we have some turmoil going on? You know what? I still have faith in God, that He's a good God. He's not pouring out His judgment on America, because if He did, He'd have to repent for Sodom and Gomorrah. Hello? He's not doing that. God's already judged Christ at the cross. Now, people make stupid mistakes and do stupid things, and people are stupid at times. But it's not God's judgment. God told Lot, where Lot told God, he said, hey, if you find 50 righteous there, Lord, will you spare the city, Sodom and Gomorrah? God said, hey, I'll spare it. He got bold, 40, 45, 50, you know, down to what, 10? He said, hey, if you find 10 righteous people there, will you spare the city? God says, I'll spare Sodom and Gomorrah if I find 10 righteous people there. And when you read, you know how many were there? It was Lot, his wife. The Bible said he had sons, so it had to be more than two, right? He had two daughters. What's that? Six. He had wives of the sons. Seven, eight. I counted, there's 10 somewhere there. But there, and God said, I'll do that. Folks, I'm telling you, there's more than 10 righteous here in the United States. Hello? Have we got any righteous folk in this place this morning who know you're righteous by faith? If God spared, was going to spare that city for 10, he surely would do it for us. Somebody say amen. I just wanted to add that this morning. Though the fig tree, listen to this statement of faith. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, what am I going to do? Fall down, cry, and have a pity party. Woe is me! What am I going to do? Yet, what? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will what? Joy. Wow, what a powerful confession of faith. Folks, I'm telling you, when you feel like at the bottom, start looking up. Praise God. It can't get any worse. It's like when you're on the bottom of the floor in the elevator and you're going to the top. Amen. If you're at the bottom and there's only one way to go, that's up, right? Amen. What did he say? He said, listen, he said that joy. He said, I'm going to joy in the Lord. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Happiness is based on circumstance, but joy is based on the eternal fellowship of what God has done for us. Amen. So we don't focus on our circumstance. We focus on what God has done for us. That's what we focus on. Amen. He is the God of restoration. Amen. Our joy becomes our strength to turn things around. It's closely linked to restoration. Wow. Proverbs 6:30-31 says, do not despise a thief who steals because he's hungry, but the thief who is caught must restore sevenfold. Let me tell you, the devil's been caught. He's got to restore to you sevenfold. Start rejoicing over those things that you feel like the enemy's ripped off from you. If it's your health, start rejoicing. Say, no, you can't have that. That's mine. Amen. Whatever it might be, you start rejoicing. If it's your finances, start rejoicing. Say, no, you can't have that. I'm a covenant belonging to God. That is mine. Amen. I receive it seven portion over back to me. Wow. Amen. Listen to what he said in Isaiah 61:7. For your shame, you will have double. For your shame, you'll have double. And for confusion, they will rejoice in their portion. They will have everlasting, what? Joy. Isaiah 61:7. Amen. Therefore, in the land they shall best double, everlasting joy shall be what? Double for your trouble. Amen. Confess that, church. Get it out of your mouth. God will provide full restitution. He promises this, and we must declare it out of our mouth. Look at Acts. We're going to close Acts 3:19 through 21. Acts 3:19 through 21. Look what he says. Repent, change your mind. Change your mind. That's what repentance is. Therefore, and be converted. Amen. That your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who has preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration for all things which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. God is involved in restoring all things. Amen. Start rejoicing. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. Turn to somebody and say, God's not forgotten you. Boy, I felt like sometimes, and the enemy tried to lie to me and said, God's forgotten you. No, he hadn't. He knows right where I am. He knows right where you are this morning. God has not forgotten your address. Amen. You start turning that around and start rejoicing in the Lord your God. Start thanking him for the good things that you have. Start seeing yourself as blessed, prosperous, healed of the Lord. Don't see yourself as broken, defeated. Don't even buy into that. My wife said junk. I was going to use another vernacular, but I'm nice this morning. Amen. So don't buy into that. Amen. Y'all are grace people. I know you can handle it. Amen. But I won't say it. Amen. Here's one last thing I want to leave with you. Remember Job? Remember all the stuff Job went through? You know when Job, when he turned it around, you know when he turned it around? It's when he got his focus off himself, got his focus over on his friends, and he actually prayed for those that were accusing him. He's prayed for them. He got his focus off himself and ministered to someone else. And when he did that, God restored double of everything that he had. Sometimes, you know, it's just because we're focusing on ourselves and not focusing on others. You can get really depressed when you look at yourself at times. You can look in the mirror and get depressed at times. Hello? Come on, somebody. That mirror talks to you. I know it does. You ever talk back to it? Yes. Wrinkles go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hair stay in the name of Jesus. Fat dissolve in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. You ever talk to that? That mirror will talk to you every day when you get up. You got to start talking to that mirror. In fact, get you some scriptures and place it around that mirror. When it starts speaking to you, start speaking back to it. No, I've got life today. No, the joy of the Lord. No, I look good today because Jesus lives in me. Hallelujah. I got a smile on my face. Everything is good, 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 and getting better, better, better. Hallelujah. Stand this morning. Praise God. Give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what the highest form of faith is? The highest form of faith is praise. The highest form of faith is praise. Look at Hebrews 13:15. We're going to close with that. I told you we're going to close with the other, but I'm up at 30,000 and I'm descending right now, right? Therefore, by him, let us once in a while, when I feel like it, when everything's going good, when I get to church on Sunday, I get my praise on. No. That's why so many people live defeated lives, because, you know, they go out on Monday and it's like life is zapped out of them. They forget who they are. They forget the position they're in. They forget what they have. They about forget everything when the world hits them smack in the face and that alarm clock goes off. You know what? Somebody named that, they shouldn't name that alarm clock. Think about that. It shouldn't be called alarm clock. It should be called good morning, Lord clock. Come on, somebody. Continually offer the sacrifice. Why is it a sacrifice? Because we do it in faith. It's a sacrifice when you do something that you don't feel like you're doing, or you're having to give up something. Well, we continually give it up to God every day, because that puts us in the position of faith. It begins to allow us to know who we are. It begins to refocus our lives back on what we have. Amen. Because I'm telling you, your checkbook will speak to you. Your bank account will speak to you. But Jesus, every time someone spoke to him, he just spoke right back to it and says, thus say the Lord, thus say the word. Amen. Offer the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips. So praise has something to do with your speaking, saying it out of your mouth. So start saying it out of your mouth. Giving thanks to what? His name that's provided everything. So why don't we raise our hands this morning? And, you know, something in your life has been ripped off, or something you feel like, you know, is not fully there, or maybe a body part that's not functioning like it should, or maybe it's your whole body, maybe it's your, you know, your back or whatever it might be. You know, just start giving God praise for healing this morning. Father, we praise you. By your stripes, we are the healed of the Lord. We do not receive what the enemy would want to show us or tell us, but we receive your word full in our lives, full in the area that we're weak in. Because God, you said in that area, your grace supplies every need, every weakness. Hallelujah. And Lord, we see ourselves today as strong, amen, full of energy, full of vigor, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to do that for us. And God, you said that joy is our strength. We rely on your joy and we receive our healing. You guys receive it this morning. Receive that healing in that area of your life. Hallelujah. We release it today, God. It is here. It is present. It is now because you are with us. You that are watching this morning that are needing healing and a relationship, healing in your body today, just place your hand there and say, God, thank you by your stripes. I am healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I can do what I could do when I was 20 years old. God, I can do what I could do when I was 16. God, I am strong. I am flexible. Amen. My bones are strong. Amen. My muscles are strong. Every aspect of me. Lord, I sleep well at night like a baby. I'm not waking up in the middle of the night. God, I don't have GERD or anything else. God, I'm just healed of the Lord. Amen. That's who I am. That's what I say. That's what I am. In Jesus' name, fully restored, fully healed, fully whole, fully working every part of my body. Amen. Functioning. Praise God to the glory of God, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Woo! Turn to somebody and say, that's me. How about you today? Give God some praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are loved today. Praise God. Amen.